presented by Feenamin. F-E-E-N. The modern chewing gum laxative. So good to chew, so good for you. Yes, folks, if a laxative is needed, chew Feenamin. As refreshing as your favorite gum. So good to chew, so good for you. Millions now turn to Feenamin. And now it's double or nothing. The thrilling quiz show with a $100 question and your paymaster of ceremonies, Todd Russell.
Fred B. Cole, and hello out there, everybody, everywhere. We're all set to play Double or Nothing again with a fine group of contestants from all parts of these United States. And who is first to our microphone, Fred?
He is Jimmy Salvato of Paterson, New Jersey.
Jimmy, nice to see you. Come on over here, man. Jimmy, it's really nice to welcome you to Double or Nothing tonight. May we ask what you do over there in Paterson, New Jersey, Jim?
I'm manager of the Paterson Rod and Gun Store.
Oh, boy. Do you do any hunting and fishing yourself?
Oh, you bet. In fact, our whole family's fishermen, and my daughter Joan happens to be the women's national fly champion for the last 4 years.
Oh, that is really fine. You mean she travels all around the country giving exhibitions and
yes,
things like
does.
That?
Yes, she does. She's right in Providence tonight.
Gee, well, look, just...
Nice exhibition on
her. I'll bet you. Just between you and me, Jim, does your daughter ever get any time off to go fishing?
You bet.
Even that, too, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, Jim, suppose you and I go fishing right here and now for one of these crisp new $100 bills. Is that all right with you?
Well, try it.
Sure. First of all, with our Feenamin Grand Slam question for the big extra prize. Here's the way the question goes. In miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded? In miles per hour, Jim?
Let's see.
We want to get your estimate on this. He's thinking. You have a few seconds to think about it, Jim. In miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded?
I'll say 100 miles per hour.
100 miles per hour. Down it goes is your estimate. Jim, you have a Double or Nothing session on political or rebellious groups. Now, here's what happens. We name the group, and you tell us in what country it started. Now, like for the first Feenamin Five here, in what country were the black shirts... born.
Oh, that's Italy.
Yes, Fasci's party in Italy, and that's $5 to you. And now for another Feenamin Five here. Where did the Orange Men found their group? No, not the sun-kissed Orange Men, John. No. No, these are the Orange Men. These were further east.
Ireland.
Yes, in Ulster, Northern Ireland, 1795. That's another five to you, Jim. You've won $10. For another Feenamin Five, in what country did we find the once powerful Junkers? That's
J-U-S. Oh, Germany.
Yes, that's right. The land-owning nobility in Germany. You've won $15. You're doing well. For five more, in what country did the Mafia originate? The Mafia.
Well, that's Sicily, part of Italy.
Yes, Italy is... that's exactly right. You've won another $5, Jim. You're doing well here. No hesitation at all. Well, now you've won $20 for still another Feenamin Five. In what country did the Huguenots first organize... In what country did they first organize, the Huguenots?
They emigrated here. They come
from
either Belgium or France.
Let's pin you down. Which one, Belgium or France, Jim?
French Huguenots.
You've won $25 from Feenamin. That's right, Jim. Go away, Jim. You've won that $25 now. Is that going to be all? Or will you try for the Feenamin 50, double or nothing?
I'll try.
Good for you. It's a good sport. All right, Jim. Here we go. This for $50. Where did the Boxers cause all that trouble?
That was the Boxer Rebellion. That's China.
Yes, that's sure. Exactly right. Well, boy, Jim, you're doing very well, and you've won that Feenamin 50 now. How about, is that going to be your limit? Or will you risk that 50 to try for $100...
Let's shoot the works,
he says. Right. Well, good for you, man. Here we go.
Okay.
It's for $100. In what country did the Jingos organize to practice jingoism?
What was that? The
Jingos.
Oh,
J-I-N-G-O-E-S.
Oh, I read something about that not long ago. Jingos.
You got a few seconds, Jim.
Jingos.
In what country did they organize the Jingos? That was to practice jingoism.
Let's see, British Isles. England.
That is exactly right, Jim. There's your $100. Stay with us for the Grand Slam question today.
Tonight's contestant is a lady visitor from Washington, D.C. Todd, meet Miss Priscilla Morgan.
Miss Morgan, it's certainly nice to meet you. Come on over and say hello.
Hello.
Really good to have you with us here tonight. You happen to work for the government down there in Washington, Miss Morgan?
No, right now I'm sort of doing a little freelance writing.
I see. What form of writing are you doing?
Well, I'm doing some serious work on a book. I've been writing quite a bit of poetry, but that just feeds the soul, so I guess I've got to try and do something to feed my body, too.
I see. We've heard about it. Well, you're working on a book, huh?
That's right.
I've been working on some books myself, but it seems no matter how much work I do, they just don't seem to balance. It seems to be that extra lunch money, I guess. Well, now, I tell you what, best luck with your book, and
thank
also
you.
Best luck with your questions right here, Miss Morgan. First, our Fineman Grand Slam question for the big extra prize. We want your estimate. In miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded?
I'll say exactly 90 miles.
How was that, 90?
90.
90 miles, all right. Down it goes, then, is your estimate. And, Miss Morgan, I see you're going to consort with some of your fellow authors in your try for this $100 bill. Now, each of these authors has written a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. Here's what happens. We name the novel, you name the author. Now, for the first Fineman Five, the novel is Gone with the Wind.
That would be Margaret Mitchell.
It would indeed. And our first five is Gone with the Wind right now. For $5 more, Miss Morgan, the novel this time is Grapes of Wrath.
John Steinbeck.
You're way ahead of me. That's fine. Good. And you've won $10. Now, here's another Fineman Five. Another Pulitzer winner. This time it's Dragon's Teeth. Who was the famous author? Dragon's Teeth. Don't coach out there. Let Miss Morgan do it. She's doing well here. It's a Pulitzer winner, Dragon's Teeth. Now, who was...
Is that a recent book?
The famous author. Comparatively recent book, yes. Very famous author. I'm sure you know him, Miss Morgan.
Man, did you say? Was it a he?
Yes. I let myself in for that. It was a he. Uh-huh. Yeah? Famous author. Dragon's Teeth.
Would that be Markland?
Oh, no. I'm awfully sorry, Miss Morgan. Upton Sinclair.
Oh,
she knew it all the time. She couldn't think of it, that's all. However, you have won that $10, Miss Morgan. You may win some more money on our Grand Slam question. Good luck to you, and thank you.
Next to our Double or Nothing microphone, Todd, is a post office clerk. Meet Murray Rosenberg of New York City.
I'll say so, Murray. Nice to meet you.
Awfully good to welcome you to Double or Nothing tonight, too.
Wait, alone. You all set there? He was getting set at the microphone. Which post office do you work in?
The U.S. Mark? Post office.
The which?
The U.S. Post office. What's the matter? That's a monopoly.
Well, I led with my chin again. No, I guess nobody's going to cut in on your business, Murray.
No, I either.
I really meant which station in New York.
Oh, I'm down at the main branch, 34th and 8th Avenue.
Oh, sure. And how about that postal zoning system, Murray? How does that work?
But see, that's so simple, I can only confuse it. I'll try to confuse it for you.
Try to confuse it?
Oh, sure. I'm confused already. Let me see now. The whole city is broke down into zones, or little sections. And when you put the number that they tell you to put on it, it makes it simpler this way. When they box up all these letters, they have to have men who know the city scheme in order to say, well, if a letter was going to 2122 Park Avenue, you would have to know what station it went to.
Uh-huh.
But if he saw number 22 in parenthesis next to 2122 Park Avenue, he would throw it right into a box marked number 22.
I can
That would expedite the mail or expedite the mail.
I see. Well, I can certainly see how that zoning would certainly eliminate confusion, Murray. Now,
I'm confused now.
Well, we're both confused together, Murray. Let's do our Fineman Grand Slam question here for that big extra prize. We want your estimate. In miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded?
Oh, about 120 miles an hour.
120 miles per hour. Down it goes is your estimate. And, Murray, your Double or Nothing session is called Places and Products. We name the place, you tell us the product for which it is famous. Now, for instance, for the first Fineman Five, we name Newcastle. You name the product for which it is famous.
Coal.
Yes, coal is exactly right, and you've won $5. Now, for another Fineman Five, the place is Sheffield. What do we get from
steel.
Sheffield? Which is that?
Steel.
Sure, silverware, cutlery, fine steel. That's right, and you've won $10. Here's another Fineman Five if you answer this question, Murray. The place is Kimberley.
Diamonds.
Oh, he's right there. Show diamonds. And we took him. Still another Freedom at Five here. The place is Malaga. You name the famous product of...
Grapes, I'd say. I don't know. Malaga grapes?
That's all right. And wine. Sure. That's fine. You've won $20. Here's another Freedom at Five. The place this time is Belfast.
What well, that's is... linens. Irish linens.
He's right there with these. You've won $25 from Freedom at Five. Now, how about, is that going to be your ceiling, or will you
no,
try...
No, go ahead. Oh,
boy,
goes my vacation.
All right. You mean we're to go ahead for $50? Right. Murray, the place this time is Limoges, France. What famous product do we get from Limoges? Don't coach, please. It's L-I-M-O-G-E-S.
Oh, that's the chinaware or... Isn't Limoges... Is, no, that's...
You're all right, Portland, in China. You won that question at 15 now. You mean we're going to eliminate all this and go after $100, huh? All right, here we go. For $100, the place is Carrara, Italy. Name the famous product. Don't poach, please. That is not Carrara Bumbier. Carrara. C-A-R-R-A-R-A. Carrara, Italy. A very famous product comes from there. We'd like you to tell us for one.
All I can think about Italy would be cheese. I don't know. I've never heard of any cheese by that name.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Murray. No marble. Very fine marble from Carrara, Italy. I'm awfully sorry, Murray. But you stay with us for that Fiedemann Grand Slam question. Good luck to you on it. Thanks to you, Murray Rose.
Todd, our next guest is a lady from Philadelphia. Meet Miss Dolores Dawson.
That is indeed a pleasure. Miss Dawson, come on over.
How are you doing, Mr. Dawson?
Real nice to see you. May we ask, what is your work, Miss Dawson?
Well, I'm a model, freelance.
Boy, I'll bet you're a good one, too. She's a very, very pretty young lady, isn't she? I'll bet you're a good model. Now, say, is it true, Miss Dawson, that they teach models to walk gracefully by having them walk around with objects on their heads like books and chairs and tables and stuff like that?
Well, the books, at least.
The books, at least. I thought there must have been some easier way of moving furniture. Well, now, Miss Dawson, let's move right now to our Fiedemann Grand Slam question for the big extra prize. Yeah, we want to get your estimate. In miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded, would you say?
I'd say about 110.
110 miles per hour. There it goes. It's your estimate, Miss Dawson. And you have for yourself a double or nothing session on music. Matter of fact, we might call it What's Wanted, because there's something wanted in the title of each one of these songs. Now, for the first Fiedemann Five, what's wanted in this particular song? Will you play it for us, Victor?
Happy now.
Well, what would you say you wanted to be?
Happy.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. I want to be happy. All right. These are all What's Wanted songs, Miss Dawson, and you've won $5 to start you on your way. Now, for the next Fiedemann Five, what is wanted in this song title? Listen as Victor Powell plays it. The girl, that's fine, and you've won $10. Now for another Fiedemann Five, what isn't wanted this time, what is not wanted in this song title. Listen carefully, here's the music.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Yes, I don't want to set the world on fire. Good. That takes off $15, Miss Dawson, and you won't set the world on fire with that, so let's go right after another Fiedemann Five, huh? With another want song title. Now see if you know it. Here's the music right here. At me for. Good. And $20 goes to you. Now, here's for another Fiedemann Five. What does the singer of this song want? Listen. You've won $25 now from Fiedemann, Miss Dawson. How about, is that going to be all for you? Or will you try another of our wants here? For the Fiedemann 50,
double or nothing.
I'll try.
Good for you. Here we go then. For $50, what is wanted in this popular song? Now listen, here it is. What is that again?
Mama, you carol.
What is the English translation? I want
my mama.
Yes, that's exactly right. Boy, you both. I want my mama. The Phenomen 50 is now yours, Miss Dawson. How about, is that your limit? Or will you try for $100, double or nothing?
I'll try.
All right, good for you. Here we go then. And it's for $100. What is wanted in this old favorite by Romberg from The New Moon it is? Here it is. Here's the music. Folks out here are all thinking hard about that one, Miss Dawson. What do you think? It's by Sigmund Romberg, and it's from The New Moon. Now, does that help? And something is wanted.
I want love. Something to do with love.
No.
Let me think. Oh, I know it so well.
Just a few more seconds, Miss Dawson. Just a few more seconds to go.
I want my lover.
Oh, no, I'm awfully sorry, Miss Dawson. The song is I Want What I Want.
When I want it.
Oh, she knew it all the time. Miss Dawson, you stay with us, though, for that Grand Slam question. You may win some money on it. Good luck to you, and thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's a lady visiting from Newton, Massachusetts. Meet Mrs. Eileen Kelly.
That's a pleasure. That's a pleasure. Mrs. Kelly? Welcome to New York and welcome to Double or Nothing.
Thank you.
That is Mrs. Kelly, isn't it?
Mrs.
Uh-huh. Are you a housewife, Mrs. Kelly, or do you work?
Well, that's what being a housewife is.
Oh, really? I was only kidding, Mrs. Kelly. How about us going right to work right now on you making some money? Is that all right with
Fine.
You?
Fine.
Good. Let's try, first of all, with our Phenomen Grand Slam question for the big extra prize, which goes, in miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded? We want an estimate from you, Mrs. Kelly.
Well, I'll just guess. About 95 miles.
95 miles. Down it goes, then. Now, Mrs. Kelly, I see that you're taking on a Double or Nothing session about fighting words. Now, you will try to give us 5 historic phrases of fighting words. There are lots of them. Phenomen will pay you $5 for each phrase, up to 5. On your mark, get set, and here we go.
Don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes.
That's fine. You've certainly got the idea. Good. That's 5.
54-40 or fight.
Fine one. That's another 5.
I will be back. I will return.
Yes, I'll say that. Yes, very, very good. That's 3. Fine one. That was indeed.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Very good. That's 4. Let's get one more, can we? We've got a few seconds to go.
Watch for the day. It's the 7th of May.
Gee, what's that? I don't think I know that one. What's the day?
Well, I've heard it on the radio. I'm
you
not
have?
Sure what it is.
All right. All right. All right. Good expense. I don't know whether I'm being taken or not, Mrs. Kelly. We're going to call that $25 you just won for Phenomen. Now, how about, is that going to be enough for you? Or will you try for the Phenomen 50, double or nothing?
Oh, I'll try.
Good. All right. Here we go for $50 then. This time within 15 seconds. Give us 3 famous American fighting slogans or phrases, beginning with the word remember. There were many. Now on your mark, get set, and here we go.
Remember the Alamo.
Very good. 1.
Remember the Maine.
Yes, that's
remember all. Pearl Harbor.
Well, that's 3. All right. Very well done. Good. Good. No trouble at all for you, Mrs. Kelly, and you won the Phenomen 50. How about, is that your limit, or will you again risk your winnings to try for $100? Double or nothing.
Oh, I'll try.
He's going to try. Good for you. It's for $100. And here's the question. What was the single fighting word shouted by our paratroopers as they hit the silk in World War II?
Geronimo.
Oh, right there. There's the $100. Kelly, stay with us in Grand Slam. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, we announce the song I Want What I Want When I Want It as being composed by Sigmund Romberg. We are at fault. The composer, of course, was Victor Herbert. Sorry. Now, who's next to our microphone, Fred?
An ex-Navy man, Todd. Let's have a real double or nothing welcome for John Stack.
Hey, John, it's nice to see you, man. Come on over here.
Nice to see you, Todd.
Where do you hail from, John?
Buffalo, New York, sir.
Buffalo, New York, huh? And how long were you in the Navy?
3.5 years.
Gee, Whiskers, what kind of work do you do, John?
An advertising salesman, space.
Space salesman?
Mm-hmm.
Say, you couldn't sell me a little space for a family of two, could you? I mean, with a southern exposure and all.
Not real estate, space.
Oh, space, advertising space. All right, John, first of all, your estimate of our Phenomen Grand Slam question for that big extra prize. In miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded, would you say?
102.5 miles per hour.
102.5 miles per hour. Down it goes. John, your double or nothing session is on the subject of curiosity.
Uh-huh.
Now, for the first Phenomen 5, name the man whose curiosity about a falling apple led to the discovery of a great fundamental law. Remember?
Newton.
Yes, it was Isaac Newton. You won $5. Now, for another Phenomen 5, whose curiosity caused her to be turned into a pillar of salt?
In the Bible,
Yes, was?
Saul's wife, I think, wasn't it?
Is somebody's wife, not Saul's. You could get a lot closer than that, John, if you just think for a minute. You can get lots closer than that.
Lots wise.
Yes, lots wise. That's right. $10 for one. Now, another Phenomen 5, whose curiosity caused him to be the only man to look at Godiva on her famous ride through the streets of Coventry, England. This Peeping Tom actually lived. He was a tailor. He really lived. Can you name this Peeping Tom for us, John? His nickname became synonymous with clandestine ogling, you might say. Do you know who that Peeping Tom was, what they called him?
It wasn't Peeping Tom.
It was. You're right. You're exactly right, John. $15 to you. Now for another Phenomen 5. Name the explorer born before the year 1500, whose curiosity about a then supposedly flat world led him to embark upon a round-the-world cruise. Remember?
Columbus.
No, this cruise was completed in 3 years. Wait, can you name the explorer we've described? It wasn't Columbus.
America Fiscusis?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
John, we're thinking of Magellan.
Oh.
Gee, I'm sorry, John, but you have won $15. You stay with us for the Grand Slam question.
Thank you.
May win some more money on it.
Thank you.
All right, now here is the answer to our Grand Slam question for that big extra prize. The question was, in miles per hour, what was the fastest baseball throw ever recorded? Well, we had some very interesting estimates. Jimmy Salvato, his estimate was 100 miles per hour. Priscilla Morgan, 90. Murray Rosenberg, our post office clerk, 120. Mrs. Dawson's estimate was 110. Jim Stack, 95. And Eileen Kelly, 102.5. A lot of very, very close guesses. Now, here is that correct answer. A new record for pitching speed was set last August 20th. By pitcher Bob Feller of the Cleveland Indians. He threw a baseball whose speed was measured at the rate of 98.6 miles per hour. Yes, sir, that baseball was clocked at exactly 98.6 miles per hour. Now, the contestant who came nearest to this figure then was, our very first contestant, Mr. Jim Salvato. Jim Salvato! Big extra prize for you. We're going to give you a chance to make even more money along the same line. We're going to give you 1 minute, and Phenomen will pay you $10 for each and every game you name which is played with a ball of any kind. Now, there are some 300 such games, and we're going to pay you $10 for each and every one you name in 1 minute. The bugle call will signal when your time is up, Jim. On your mark, get set, and here we go. Jim, come on. Lots of games.
Baseball.
Yes.
Basketball.
That's funny.
Football.
30. Now he's going.
Soccer.
40.
Bowling.
$50.
Golf.
60.
Tennis.
70.
Handball.
$80.
Water polo.
$90.
Squash.
$100.
What? Pinball.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Pinball. $110.
Roulette.
$120.
Water polo.
Yes. $130.
Softball.
$140. Can we make $140? You're doing
ping pong.
Yes. $150. $150? Can we make it 160, Jim?
I forget. Golf? Did I mention golf?
I think you said golf. Yes. We're at 150, Jim. Come on.
Yes.
115.
Marbles. Fillers.
150, 170, all right.
Three cushion pool.
Oh, pocket
filler, that would be.
All right, that is pocket, all right. 180. Gee, you're doing all right, Jim. Can we get some more? $180? Let's make
what
it.
What about volleyball? That's right.
That's volleyball. Right. Oh, boy, there goes our bugle call. That is a total low of $190. Jim, did you win $100 before?
Yes, I did.
That means you've won a grand total tonight of $290.
My congratulations,
Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, that the gentleman finally broke the lady's long-term winning streak on this program. The gentleman, Jim, winning exactly $290. But congratulations again to each one of our contestants. When they come. I like to talk frankly to my listeners, and I've never been more sincere than I am now in recommending Phenamin. Phenamin is a good product. It contains the very laxative medicine many doctors prescribe, and it's used by millions everywhere. You and your whole family can always rely on Phenamin. So next time a laxative is needed, get Phenamin from your druggist. That's
Phenamind. Phenamin.
Todd Russell inviting you to listen again next week and match wits with our contestants. Yes, there's going to be more fun, more laughs, the Phenamin Grand Slam question for that big extra prize. There'll be hundreds of dollars
save
in cash. Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy, lady. Save you from what?
Save me from acid indigestion.
Well, that's where I come in, ma'am. Here, have a chew.
Did you say chew?
Yes, I said chew. C-H-O-O-Z. Chew. The delicious chewing gum with medically approved ingredients to relieve acid indigestion. And remember the big plus. Chew sweetens your breath as it sweetens your stomach. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.